K-I-N-G King is joining us on the line. Are you there, sir? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I was on.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the way I feel most of the time on the show.
Oh, I guess your brother-in-law was here yesterday. Congratulations. So.
My brother-in-law was here? Congratulations?
Your brother-in-law was here yesterday.
My brother-in-law.
He picked through my scrap bins.
Which one was this?
Huh?
Who was this?
What did you say?
I said, who? Which brother-in-law was it?
Mike.
He was at your house last week.
You're having another grandchild. I'm saying congratulations.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Megan's been pregnant for a while. She's 7 months, so...
I had no idea, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank you. She's 7.5 months. So she's got, 6 weeks to go? So she's 34 weeks? I mean, it's really, no, I just didn't know what he was talking about. And Mike wasn't here last week. So Mike.
Oh, whenever he was there, Mike, he said they just got Mike, back.
So. Oh, was it Mike Couture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay. That's my sister-in-law's husband. Okay, all right. Because I do have a brother-in-law, Mike, too. So, Michael Donnell.
Oh, I know.
That's Kathy's brother. That's where the confusion is. It's Kathy's brother's Mike. I was like, Mike wasn't out here.
So where does Megan live now?
She lives in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Oh wow.
She is a teacher there.
Her husband's still in the Air Force, right?
He's in the Air Force. He's stationed at Andrews Air Force Base.
Oh, wow.
And they live, I think, 5 miles from Chris and Angela. And Chris just got a full-time teaching job down there.
Good.
He and Angela both do. So, it's going well. But, yeah. It's going to be a little boy. We know that.
Good. Yeah. Oh, she's doing good.
Yeah, everything's good. She's doing fine. It's all great.
Okay, we're all caught up. So, anyway, what else going on? How's the football team?
Well, I think they're going to be pretty good. I mean, I like the new offense a lot after watching it and watching some of the different elements to it. I think it's very smart, innovative, and clever. And I also think it's very entertaining.
Quarterback?
Same quarterback. So Sean's got to do what he did at the end of last season, where he limited mistakes. He threw 5 touchdowns and 1 interception in the final 4 games, and they won all 4 games. He keeps
the
numbers.
Do they have any free agents, like transfers?
Yeah, they have, a couple. Not many. Johnny Dixon is a corner who came in from South Carolina. So you talk about a guy that started 12 games in the SEC. Arnold Ebiketie. Well, I think he's going to be a terrific player at defensive end. Came in from Temple. Man, I like him a lot. Derek Tangelo, defensive tackle, who will be a grad senior from Duke. He's coming in. I think he's going to be really good. He'll add to the depth there. He'll be right in the rotation right away. John Lovett, a running back from Baylor, will add to the depth at running back, although Penn State's pretty well stocked at running back. But I think John will help out. And then they've got Wilson, the offensive tackle from Harvard. So between the Harvard kid and the Duke kid, I just hope they can survive the academics here. Yep.
Did you lose any free agents?
Did we lose any? Let's see. Hey, guys that transferred out, there was nobody that transferred out where I went, oh, my God, no. How about that?
That's great.
Yeah, nobody fell into that category. I mean, you're always going to have people that would transfer out because they're looking for more playing time or something like that. But, no, like Will Levis, the backup quarterback, transferred to Kentucky. Well, he was going to be the number 2 quarterback again this year. I don't blame Will. He wants to play. And he thinks that Kentucky's got a shot. That's fine. I'm all for that. That's no big deal. Now, basketball, we've got a lot of transfers both ways. Which I expected because of the coaching change.
Now, in Pennsylvania, can athletes make money?
Not yet. There's a bill but the bill has not advanced. I don't get why it hasn't advanced. I don't get it. Connecticut just passed theirs, but they're going to delay it till January 1st, which is fine. Ohio just went through the state senate in Ohio 33-0. It's now going to the House of Representatives in Ohio. Here,
don't
Pennsylvania,
you think it's going to destroy the game?
The ability to make your own money independent of the school, I think it's like in anything. In other words, it would be like you and me going to school.
Yeah, but without the school, you don't make any money.
Right.
If you're not, but, I don't...
Most of these laws keep you from using, like, your name is there, we all know what you do, but you can't tell anybody.
Welcome to liberal America.
In other words, you go out there, say you do, let's say something simple, a car commercial. You can't sit there in a Penn State jersey and do the car commercial.
Connecticut, we don't have that many huge stars, but go back 15 years. Hi, I'm Diana Taurasi, and I'm, you know, it's like, no, she's, what, she play lacrosse? You know, everybody
right.
knows
everybody
who you
knows.
Are.
Yeah, like Paige
while you're there, you were just on the sports, on the news. So now
Paige
you're doing
Becker's.
A commercial, so you can't say what school you go to, so it's okay?
Right.
Kind of weird.
I know. No, the whole thing is strange because I've always felt that, like, let the school be involved. In other words, the school, let them be involved, but you get a percentage if they use any of your apparel or logos.
Absolutely.
In whatever. But I think they should let them get involved, too. The school should be involved in helping you to keep the agents out of it. I mean, I think let the school be involved, but people don't want to hear what I have to say about that. It's just not. They want to keep this as independent and pretend. But I'll tell you who at UConn who will make some money off of this is going to be Paige Beckers. She'll make money off of it, and she'll make money off it in an unconventional way. She'll make money off of.
How good is that for your team? She makes money, the rest don't. You know, you're opening Pandora's box, and anytime
Absolutely.
You put money is attached to things these days, it destroys things. They're getting a free education. Take it and run with it.
Well, Matt makes $1.2 million on the show. I sort of resent it. Back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet. All right, headlines for the week coming up.
All right, well, I'm actually going to start with something positive and hopeful, I guess.
The Yankees will win a game?
They won. They won last night.
I'm sour on them right now, King. That's all.
Yeah, we got problems.
Yeah. So. Well, anyway.
Maybe with the new pitching rules, we can do better.
We'll see about that. Anyway, Denmark's Christian Eriksen released from the hospital after his successful operation from his cardiac arrest incident that happened on the field last week, so it was good to see that today.
Good news.
King, what do you got?
Well, negative or positive, at what point will Brooks Koepka knock the crap out of Bryson DeChambeau?
You stole mine.
Man, they friggin' hate each other. It's getting pretty good.
That was going to be my second one. I want to see them paired this weekend. Make it happen,
yeah.
PGA.
That would just be awesome.
Well, they can't.
They're
they can't make it happen.
Firing golf balls at each other.
They can't make it happen unless their scores are similar.
Oh, can you see that? How do you pronounce his name?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson. Can you see Bryson out there taking his full, 10 minutes to hit a simple shot? And you got Brooks Koepka over there with steam blowing out his ears. Like, I want to kill this guy, you know?
We had much discussion about this yesterday with our pal Jerry Dulac.
Well, no, and we talked about that, like green reading book, things like that. That's why I said the Masters, he had no shot because the Masters, of course, Augusta National, won't laser the golf course, which is, as a private club, is their right. Well, it means you can't have a green reading book And guess what? That means you got to read it yourself. Shocking.
But the Shambles got work to do.
I think it's good for golf. I agree with them.
Well, he's got some work to do because he's even right now. Brooks Koepka's 2 under, so.
What's the cut?
The cut's 2 over, so they'll both make it, but.
Oh, good.
And just in terms of what Steve said and making sure that we can get him paired.
I think that would be made for TV. That would just be like, gosh. Sorry, honey,
USGA,
I can't go to any parties this weekend. I got to watch this.
The USGA, I mean, could have paired them up for the first 2 rounds. And you would have had the two of them just in the stare down for hours.
Why they didn't put them in the match or whatever that stupid thing is called with Phil and Tom Brady and whoever else is in it this year?
That's a private thing, so that's not.
No, but we need to get other athletes who hate each other, you know, and just really get it going. That would be good.
Aaron Rodgers
turn it into a UFC thing.
Now that, with them and Bryson DeChambeau, though, that is much watch TV right there. I would love to see that. That's good work by you.
So funny. Oh, my God.
Steve, what do you got?
By the way, the U.S. Open next year is in Boston.
Ah, okay. Actually, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, next year it's in Boston at the Country Club. I don't know. I'm going to see how my schedule works out. It'd be fun to do a show from there. Maybe get both Koepka and DeChambeau on there. What do you think?
Yeah. That would be good radio. That'd be radio gold.
Awesome.
I mean, I've done, what have I covered now? 4 U.S. Opens? Maybe I'll do that. It's going to depend on the spike schedule, so.
Anyway, what do you
got,
Steve?
Maybe I could join you. I'm not far. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's make it happen. Anyway, what do you got, Steve?
I get the fight with the champ.
Yeah, maybe not that, but anyway.
I don't know. To be honest with you, it looks like right now he could take a Sunbury Motors vehicle and toss it over a hedge. Pretty strong dude. So my headline, against all odds, the NCAA will punt on name, image, and likeness next week and give waivers to all the athletes in the states that have the law.
That wouldn't be surprising.
What law? What do you mean?
There are 6 states right now that have name, image, and likeness laws for college athletes. Connecticut will go into effect on January 1st. So the states that have it right now are Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, New Mexico, and it starts on July 1st, and everybody else is still in a holding pattern.
That they can't do that unless every state has it. You know, so now you've got athletes who can transfer. So I'm transferring to a state where I get paid. They're making a mess out of it. It's, you know, like Gino Auriemma said, you spend a lot of time and money to recruit the kid, and then they leave. And you didn't do anything wrong. You know, there was nothing wrong with the way it was. Anyway, what do you got, Matt?
Well, next one for
me. The Yankees will win a game. sorry, we already did that.
No, we already did that.
The Pirates will win a game. Oh!
Well, it kind of...
What's the little bad news Bears?
Well, it kind of goes on to that because I'm looking for... Who's next to make a base running mistake and then has to go, and then Steve will come and lecture that person?
You got to know how to play. I mean, I've said a million times. What's starting to bother me now in sports is that you can tell right away who knows how to play. It used to be you felt like everybody knew how to play. Now it's like, oh, you got to look at this guy. This guy knows how to play the game. Because you're realizing around him, nobody else knows. It's like, what the heck? Does anybody have any instincts anymore? I mean, instincts. I mean, my God. I mean, Matt, you and I work at a company where the owner has instincts.
Yes.
He thrives. Okay?
Well, that leads me to my next one is, you know, or the pitchers can't grip a ball anymore, you know? I'm like,
just put your hands around it and throw it. Put your hand around it and throw it.
I use suntan lotion for my grip. I'm like, what? Are you freaking kidding me? I have to make a muscle every time I throw the ball now. I'm like, oh, no. You should have heard Pedro Martinez, his comments on it. He just freaking, and some of it was X-rated, but it was so funny. And he said, rosin? He says, why do you think they put strings on the ball?
Like, right, yeah, exactly. I mean, this game has become, okay, and how many times have you heard me say this, Matt? Take it, pitch it, get in the box, and hit it.
There you go.
I mean, I'm sorry. Just stop wandering around the box. I got to reset myself. I need to get in my mental place. Meanwhile, the audience is getting in its mental place. They're exiting.
They're watching another sport or another. They're putting on a movie.
Or you see another camera shot with fans just dug in their phones and not even paying attention at the game.
Yeah. Right. Get in the box, hit. Get the ball, pitch. Stop your whining, moaning, and complaining, okay? You got direct deposit. What's your complaint?
Direct deposit.
They're making so much money. It's like,
yes.
I go to work every day, and I go home tired and dirty, and I turn these guys on, and I'm like, oh, my God. I use suntan lotion to make my hands sticky, and they won't let me anymore. I'm like, oh, no.
Here,
he's making more in one game than I'm going to make in the next 10 years, and he's complaining. It's like, cut your hair, be a man, and let's go. You know? Well, whatever.
For goodness sakes, okay. Get the ball, pitch it.
I know. It's
okay,
just a
get
joke.
In the box like, and hit it.
Well, it explains
yeah, stop
all
holding
the
your hand up to
right?
the umpire like, stop, I'm not ready, I'm digging in. Dig in and hit. Sakes.
Build a resume.
God, what do you think? What do you think? Jack and I sit there in a booth and, like, mentally, like, okay, 1, 2, 3, break. Like, they kick off. We tell you they kicked it off. For goodness sakes.
I prepare
all week
for it. My hand, would you?
It's like, we need, okay, deep breathing before the opening kickoff, Jack. Oh, for God's sakes.